Visa and Braille Test Private Stablecoin Settlement on Canton Visa has started a proof of concept with stablecoin infrastructure firm Braille to settle institutional payments using SBC, a dollar-backed stablecoin, on the Canton network. The two companies announced the test on June 5, 2026, framing it as a study of whether a privacy-enabled blockchain can move money between institutions without exposing the details of each transaction. The CoinMarketCap account flagged the news the same day. The detail that sets this apart from Visa's earlier stablecoin work is the privacy layer. Most public chains broadcast every transfer to anyone watching the ledger. Canton, by contrast, lets participants share the same infrastructure while restricting who can see the data attached to a given payment. SBC is natively supported on Canton, so Braille and Visa can route real institutional flows through it and measure how confidential settlement behaves under load. The privacy problem Visa is trying to solve. For a consumer, a public transaction graph is mostly an abstraction. For a bank or a corporate treasury, it is a live disclosure of counterparties' amounts and timing that competitors and counterparties would pay to read. That is one of the reasons large institutions have been slow to settle directly on open networks, even as stablecoin payment rails matured around them. A faster ledger is not worth much if it leaks your order book. Canton's design is the answer Visa is testing. Participants transact on shared plumbing, but the contents of each deal stay visible only to the parties involved and their permitted auditors. If the proof of concept holds up, Visa gets the programmability and near-instant finality of an on-chain settlement without asking its institutional clients to publish their payment flows to the world. This builds on 5 years of settlement work. Visa is not arriving at stablecoins cold. The company started settling VisaNet obligations in a stablecoin back in 2021 and has widened that capability since. In April 2026, it expanded its stablecoin settlement pilot to 9 blockchain networks and reported a roughly $7 billion annualized run rate for stablecoin settlement in the second quarter of its 2026 fiscal year, up more than 50% from the prior quarter on a sequential basis. Read against that backdrop, the Braille test is less a debut than a hedge. Visa already settles in stablecoins across public chains. The Canton work probes a different question. Whether the next tranche of volume, the part coming from institutions that cannot accept a public audit trail, needs a confidential venue to come on chain at all. Braille supplies the stablecoin and the issuance rails. Visa supplies the settlement relationships and the demand. Card issuers sit downstream of this plumbing. A proof of concept is exactly that, and neither company has committed to a production launch or named a timeline. So the practical read is measured. Nothing about a consumer crypto card changes today, and SBC is not a retail product. The longer arc is more interesting. If confidential settlement on a permissioned but shared ledger works for Visa's institutional clients, it points to a two-track future for stablecoin payments. Open public chains for retail and transparent flows, and privacy-enabled networks like Canton for the institutional layer that funds them. Card issuers and fintechs sit downstream of that plumbing. The rails that move money between banks, processors, and stablecoin issuers eventually shape what reaches the cardholder, including settlement speed and the cost layers baked into a swipe. It also reflects how competitive the settlement layer has become. Visa's network rivals and the largest card networks have been racing to wire stablecoins into their own clearing systems. And the question is no longer whether stablecoins settle institutional payments, but on what terms and with how much disclosure. Visa choosing a privacy-first network for this test is a bet that confidentiality, not just speed, is the feature institutions are waiting on. For now, treat SBC on Canton as a signal rather than a shipped product. The thing to watch is whether Visa moves it from proof of concept to live settlement, and whether other large processors follow Visa onto privacy-enabled chains rather than public ones.